EKG, der Schulschnack. Ein Schülerpodcast von der Erich-Kästner-Gemeinschaftsschule Basbüttel.
Lotti, weißt du, wie spät es ist?
Es ist wieder Zeit für eine neue Podcast-Folge.
Und damit herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Podcast-Folge.
Wir sind wieder zurück ans Mikrofon, denn genau. Es waren jetzt ja Ferien. Und ja, wie war deine Woche, Hanja?
Meine Woche war sehr entspannt. Ich musste ein bisschen sehr viel lernen jetzt für die Arbeiten, die wir jetzt demnächst schreiben. Und deine Lotti, wie war deine Woche?
Meine Woche war eigentlich auch entspannt. Ich musste halt auch ein bisschen lernen, weil wir jetzt auch schon den ersten Termin für die nächste Arbeit bekommen haben. Den schreiben wir nächste Woche. Und ja, Leute, wir haben wieder ein paar Besucher bei uns. Aber genau. Nicht wundern, denn wir werden nämlich die ganze Podcast-Folge in Englisch sprechen.
Genau, weil wir haben heute Besuch aus Estland zum Austausch. Haben wir heute 4 Leute, die aus Estland kommen und heute hier mit uns im Podcast sitzen. Genau, deswegen wird die Folge eigentlich nur auf Englisch sein.
Dann switchen wir jetzt mal rüber von Deutsch zu Englisch.
So, you can present you now and...
Hello, we're doing good. We're from Estonia, from a school called Keila Kool, which is located in Keila. And yeah, my name is Lisa. And yeah.
My name is Emma.
My name is Taha.
My name is Jakob.
And how old are you?
I'm 14.
I'm 15.
I'm 15.
I'm 15.
Oh. All right, we have some questions to you about Estland and some about Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Would you start?
Yeah, I will start with the first question, and that's, what was your first impression from our school?
It was very different from Estonian schools.
Mm-hmm. It's more colorful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, much more
than
colorful.
Our school.
And our school is like really like... compact, like it's your school is like all around like buildings and like a lot of like colorful paintings and
yeah.
The school is just like a stone wall, like only gray,
white and gray,
and it's like our school is a massive box.
Yeah,
your school is like all around. Yeah. And it's actually pretty cute.
Yes.
I like it.
And you, what do you think about our school?
I think it's interesting that you can walk around with your outside shoes too. Like, we don't have that. We had to like change our shoes to like inside.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was kind of shocked when I found out you don't have lockers and you need to carry your jacket everywhere.
We have in our classrooms, we have like a wardrobe where we can put our jackets and some, but it's not in all classrooms, just in some. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of Germany? So when you was the first time here, I think, what do you think about it?
I love the like big structures and buildings and we don't have that in Estonia. We have like, we do have like big buildings, but we don't have like really much historical buildings. Like statues and all that. We have them, but really not a lot. So you guys, like, you look one place, you have one massive building, historical stuff, and you look the other way, you have like 3 more. So I really like that.
The houses are very detailed and pretty, and everything like goes together very well.
I also noticed that there, like, a lot of the houses are like red bricks, and in Estonia you don't see that like a lot. And also the first thing I noticed when I came out of the airport was like there's a lot of construction.
You are here with an exchange partner. Who is your exchange partner?
My exchange partner is Clara.
We have Clara also for Estland here in the podcast.
Yeah, she told me.
Yeah.
My exchange partner is Gina.
Yeah.
Mine is Iva Zachary.
Mine is Leon Lucas.
Oh, that's nice. I think I knew some about from the names, but I'm not really sure. So, you said you like the buildings here in Germany. What have you experienced here in Germany?
We went to a salt museum.
We went to Lüneburg.
Yeah.
Oh, Lüneburg.
Yeah.
And we looked around the museum and then we walked a lot and ate ice cream yesterday.
We've been to like a lot of football games.
Yeah.
The like when we walked around in Lüneburg, there were like a lot of like, I like the way there were like the red houses, and if you look at the end of the street, then you always saw like massive building of I don't know, a church or something like that.
Yeah.
And you, what do you think here? So what have you experienced here in Germany?
I don't know. You have a lot of like bread shops here, like
bakeries.
Yeah, bakeries and stuff. It's really interesting. In Estonia, you don't have that.
Yeah, like, in Keila, you know, like one bakery. Yeah.
There's usually in like shops, there's like a section with like bread and.
Yeah, but it's like really
pastries.
Bad quality.
Yeah.
Always really dry.
Yeah. Well, in Germany, it's so normal that we have so many bakeries here.
Yeah. So I think on every side or on every corner we have a bakery, and do you speak in Estland, Estlandish, or what language?
Yeah, Estonian.
Estonian. Yeah.
Yes? Would you like to say something?
Sure.
But yeah, what do you like? Do you have a specific
something
like sentence
about the school or Germany or?
You can say hello. My name is and I'm 15 years old. So.
Tere, minu nimi on Liisa. Ma olen 15 ja ma olen Saksamaal varem käinud ja mul on väga meeldiv kool.
You?
Tere, minu nimi on Tähe. Ma olen ka 15-aastane. Ja mulle meeldib, et see linn on nii ilus.
Tere, minu nimi on Emma. Ma olen 14-aastane ja mulle väga meeldivad need tähetaevad, mis on esiti näha.
Tere, ma olen Jakob. Ma olen 15-aastane ja mulle meeldib siin loodus.
It's hearing very different to Germany or English, but I think it's really nice. And is it hard to learn?
Yeah,
it's one of the hardest
we
languages.
We have a lot of rules in the language.
Yeah, like we have 14 cases.
Yeah, you have 14 different ways to say one word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, which word?
As like all the words. Like there's some.
You can like grammarly change the words to mean something else.
Ah, okay.
It's really close to the language of Finnish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, when a Finnish person starts talking to us, most of the time we understand them.
So, for example, if there's like auto, which means car, and also in German it's car, so you can see auto, autot, autosse, autolt.
Autole.
So basically, when you say autosse, it means to like go inside a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so one word has much more than one
meaning.
Yeah.
Basically,
well, you say like aus auto or something like from the car, then we say autost or autost.
Yeah.
There's like different ways you can say one word, and it's always one word, not to like have one extra word in front of it. It's always only one word, and you like turn the word to
you match change the ending.
Yeah, you change the ending.
Oh, yeah, now I understand. Yeah. I have one question that is a little bit
long.
So is it true that Germans are completely different from what you imagine? For example, that everyone speaks such a high German and you really think that is a German person?
pretty much, for me, it was like really different. I, for some reason, assumed that they were like much more like ruder, but they're much nicer than I experienced. Mm-hmm. Like, I was out like on the first day, and some person was riding like behind us with the bike. Mm-hmm. And in Estonia, you would have gotten yelled at, like, get off the road, what mm-hmm. are you doing? But they were just like, rung the bike bell and hello. Yeah. I did not expect that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I also thought. Like, I have been in Germany before, but I haven't like necessarily spoken to people like that. And I thought they were like so rude because I've seen like yeah. videos of people telling like, no, Germans are such mm-hmm. rude people. I don't like Germans, blah, 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 yeah. stuff like that. But when I came here, I was like, that is so wrong. That is so wrong.
Like, in Estonia, everyone is like shy and rude and introverted, but here everyone is talking to each other yeah. and everyone's so happy. And it's also yeah. Like cold in Estonia, and it's pretty much like usually warmer here.
Mm-hmm. So warm in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's very cold in here. Mm. But I think when I am in Estonia,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I think it's really cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What can you something say also in Germany? So yeah. in German?
It might be really bad.
Yeah, it's
but it's okay. Yeah.
Like, what kind of sentence?
The same
should
one.
Should we say?
Maybe.
Eigentlich, it's very.
Let's just say our names.
Again. Yeah,
I'm just too stupid.
Hallo, ich heiße Emma.
mein Name ist Taha.
Hallo, ich bin Lisa.
Ich bin Jakob.
Oh, your German is very good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And your English, you. it's perfect.
Thank you.
We say on the beginning, we have some quiz questions to you. Mm-hmm. Or do you have... Hast du noch eine Frage, Lotti?
I have one question. So you stay in Estonia, some people are different, like shy, you say.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it like in Estonia?
Very cold.
Yeah. And the people there are like, they're not really respectful, if mm-hmm. I'm being honest. It's really hard to meet like boys who are like genuinely nice. They're mm-hmm. so toxic.
Yeah.
They're like... literally bad people. I'm not even gonna like hold back, they're bad people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you like, there's like three options you could have when you ask for help. Either you get straight up ignored,
mm-hmm.
you get cursed at, or the smallest option to actually help you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's such a small percentage.
Yeah.
They
also, oh, okay. In Estonia, there's like we have our own traditions and like a culture
mm-hmm.
that's like not very international. Like for example, Halloween, we don't. Like the older generations don't really like it. Like if you go trick or treating, they might like get very mad at you.
Yeah.
So we have like two different things. We have this Katrien Mart running, which means like you yeah. dress up as a guy or a girl, and
you
like,
prepare like a poem or yeah. a riddle, and then
yeah, and you go to door to door saying the riddle, or
you have to sing a song to get in.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
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 The song.
And then we get candy.
Yeah.
Is it like a Halloween?
Yeah, it's
kind of.
Same,
kind of.
But
just
it's
with a twister.
Yeah, it's more traditional.
Yeah.
Wow. So I have one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you already friends before the exchange, or did you know about each other like in the exchange?
I mean, we're classmates.
We are classmates, yeah. but
I knew they existed before, but I hadn't yeah. like talked a lot with them.
Yeah, there's also like the school is pretty big. There's like 1,800
students.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I didn't know he existed. never have met him.
She existed.
I've hung out with him before,
yeah.
and I have seen her before, mm-hmm. but like we have never spoken before.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but she's my classmate, so.
Mm-hmm.
So you know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The school is so big.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's really
oh
big.
God.
It's the biggest school in Thailand, like the
Estonia.
District.
The district. Yeah.
Estonia.
Yeah.
I think Estonia. But
biggest middle school.
We don't.
Biggest middle school
yeah.
in Estonia. Yeah. Better people.
Yeah. Like, we have the most students in our school, but the school itself isn't the biggest, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Hanya and I, we know us for so long.
Yeah. When we was in the...
Kindergarten?
Yeah, kindergarten, do you know? Yeah. We meet as our, and our dads are friends. So it was very funny when we know about each other that we are together in this podcast. So it is like an course? What means course?
In du meinst einen Kurs in der Ganztagsschule?
Only course.
Course, I think.
Yeah, I think also course.
Wait.
we also was classmates in the primary school.
Yeah.
And now we don't are classmates, but we're still friends.
Yes. But so now I know what it means. It means course in the full day school.
So full day course.
After school we have the courses and podcast Aggie is one of these courses. And yeah, and when we know each other that we are here in the same podcast, it was very funny because we know us a very long time ago.
So you guys have a really long backstory.
Yes. you say it's like Halloween. Give, are there any special other holidays in Estonia?
Yeah, but we have Midsummer Day, which is basically
it's the longest day of the
year. Yeah, it's the longest day of the year, and we have this tradition where we like make a really big fireplace, and
fire pit,
and people try to jump over it.
Yeah.
So I think like Easter fire.
Basically.
Something
but it's
like
in the it's at the start of the summer.
24th of June.
Yeah, 24th of June. So it's like on the turning day.
And there's like a lot of concerts and like festivals.
Yeah, on that day.
And Christmas.
We celebrate Christmas.
You can't forget about Christmas.
When it's your birthday, like. My is on the 19th May.
And mine is tomorrow.
Happy birthday! Mine is on 3rd of September.
Mine is on the 28th of October.
Mine is on the 4th of March.
Mine is on the 17th of December.
So, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Nachträglich. After your birthday, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then we are coming to the quiz question, to the little quiz. And we have four questions to you, but you can also together or our questions. How many thumbs does a koala have? Is the first question.
Thumbs?
Thumbs here.
Like on one hand or
both hands?
Together.
I think it's on one hand.
Three?
No, it's four.
Okay,
but it was close. Do you know the game chess?
Yeah.
With how many pieces does chess field start?
Oh, good.
On both sides, so black and white.
Maybe like 32?
Yes!
Correct!
Nice. That was very good. Do you play chess?
Never played it.
Yeah, I've played it.
My brother played also chess. But in a course, in an all-day course.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a professional. I just play it like sometimes as a hobby or something.
Then my next question is, what is popcorn made of?
Corn.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, that was a very easy question.
Yeah.
our next question is a little bit funny because you said you had another special day about mm-hmm. Halloween, mm-hmm. and it is trick or treat when you use this to saying
on hello,
like, you know, when you open the door,
yeah,
trick or treat,
yeah. Right. Halloween. Because in our in Germany it's like Halloween, and but in Europe it's had
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, for us it's like the kids still like do trick or treating, but like the older people hate it and you get yelled at when you go
yeah.
at the like
so
grandma's door, and
it's also like when it's Halloween then they also like prepare a poem or something.
Yeah.
So
for the older people.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So
just
you wouldn't get yelled at, you
yeah.
know? Because if you go just asking trick or treat, they're like, get out, I don't want to see you! You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that was all four questions to
okay.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And your English is so good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you for coming in our podcast.
We hope you four had a great time in Germany.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for
Thank
inviting
you.
Us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bis zum nächsten Mal. Und hört wieder rein, wenn es heißt
EKG, der Schulschnack.